4 years ago in Louisville, Kentucky, the killing of Breonna Taylor prompted louder demands for better policing. The 26-year-old black woman was fatally shot in her apartment as police were serving a no-knock warrant. Louisville has implemented a few reforms since then, but Louisville Public Media's Roberto Roldan looks at why one of the reforms doesn't seem to be working.
In September 2020, then-Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher announced the city had reached a settlement with the family of Breonna Taylor.
Her death has ignited a movement in Louisville and the nation for racial justice, sending thousands into our streets and cities all across the country and the world.
The city agreed to pay Taylor's family $12 million. It also agreed to a list of reforms they hope would address wider problems. First among them was a down payment incentive for police officers.
To build stronger community connections between our police officers and the people they serve.
Officers can get $5,000 towards a purchase of a home in a qualifying neighborhood, where more than half of residents are low to moderate income. Most residents are also black. In the 3 years since the settlement, not a single officer has taken advantage of the incentive.
I don't know if that's a byproduct of the city not necessarily advertising it, or if it's just a situation where there's a culture within the department that they don't want to sleep where they work.
That's attorney Sam Aguiar. He represented Taylor's family in the lawsuit, and he helped draft the list of reforms that the city agreed to. Aguiar says the idea came from residents and activists.
You know, one of the things that we'd heard a lot from kind of the older crowd that was born and raised here is that policing was a little different back when they grew up because the officers knew them by name. They would see them at their kids' games. You know, they would see them at the store buying groceries.
Aguiar says there was a hope that lower income communities, which tend to interact a lot with police, could get officers who respect them. But a scathing report by the Department of Justice last year details the opposite. Federal investigators found LMPD had a pattern of unlawful searches and discrimination against black people. Right now, about 44% of the force live outside Jefferson County. Aguiar was disappointed to learn that the program had so far failed to attract any interest.
Seems like they need to rethink how they implemented it or whether or not they really had a good faith intent to utilize it.
With a different mayor in office now, that could happen. A spokesperson for Mayor Craig Greenberg tells us the city plans to review the program. Any changes would likely require buy-in from the River City Fraternal Order of Police, the union representing officers. Spokesperson Dave Mutchler says they're open to discussion.
It's not something so complicated that it can't be adjusted, talked about. I mean, why would we not want to talk about something that could potentially benefit not only our officers, but the community, right?
It's not an issue of funding. Mayor Craig Greenberg set aside $100,000 for the program in this year's budget. But Mutchler says the incentive may not look enticing enough.
I'm not saying that $5,000 is nothing, obviously. But, you know, when you start looking at the housing market, it's not impactful enough, I think.
In nearby Columbus, Ohio, officers can get $10,000 for a home, twice what Louisville's offering. And officers have the option to purchase a home within city limits, not just specific neighborhoods. Mutchler suggests doing the same in Louisville to expand the incentive to all of Jefferson County.
The more officers that are in the county, the more interactions with officers they may have, even though it's not maybe right in their neighborhood, and that could help still.
As city officials consider the future of the program, they'll also have to ask whether it's a worthwhile investment. There's very little research about this kind of program. It's unclear if it leads to better police community relations or less misconduct. And Sarah Greenman, a criminal justice professor at Hamline University in Minnesota, says the studies that do exist aren't promising.
The only research really finds that citizens have worse opinions of officers afterwards.
Greenman suggests the city's resources could be better spent on what research shows works, like procedural justice reforms and initiatives that actually get the community involved in public safety.
It's not an easy, here's $5,000, go move here. it's a long-term systemic, like programmatic change.
Greenman says city officials should add a research component as they rework the residency incentive program. She says it's about making sure all of these promised policing reforms are actually moving the city in a better direction. For Here and Now, I'm Roberto Roldan in Louisville.